Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be rebroadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by searching iTunes for Radio Le Mans or visiting radiolemans.com.
The Countdown to Green.
Hello everybody and welcome along to Michelin Countdown to Green. Good to have your company as we are standing by for the 2020 edition of Motul Petit Le Mans in the Hagerty Global Broadcast Centre. John Heindorf, Jeremy Shaw and Johnny Palmer. We'll hear from those two in a little while. Shea Adam is our VP Racing Fuel Pit and Paddock Reporter. Before we get to the green flag in what is effectively half an hour from now, a little bit later than normal on this Super Saturday, we'll give you the Porsche keys to the race. Jeremy Shaw will run down all of the entries and where they will line up coming to the green flag. But first of all, let's have a quick chat with Tony Menard, who's the Director of Motorsport for Michelin North America. And spoke to Tony earlier in the weekend and really started by saying, I know it's a bit different this year and it's been difficult and we're maybe a week or so later than normally that we have this event, but isn't it great? And shouldn't we be really celebrating the fact that we have Motul Petit Le Mans this weekend?
That's true. That's really good news, and we can only thank IMSA, the local authorities, and the teams from the Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta to make it possible, because this is an important moment of the season, and I think even if we are not operating in the standard conditions, you know, this is a good sign sent to everyone that we can continue to live, we can continue to enjoy what we are doing, we can live our passion, of course, with a new health and safety behavior that is key for everyone to adapt and to adopt. But that's a good news, definitely.
Tony, some things are the same, some things are different. It is still October, it is still Petit Le Mans, all right, a little later. But it's not now the last race of the year. I suspect that makes more difference to the teams than to Michelin for the logistics.
Yeah, that's true. You clearly feel indeed with discussing with the team that they still have a few rounds in the calendar, and almost in all the classes, you know, all the positions are still open, and nobody can predict who will be the winner at the end of the season. So that's an interesting moment. That's a 10-hour race, so this is the third one of the Michelin Endurance Cup, so that's an interesting moment for us and for the teams. And yes, from a logistics standpoint, still the same challenges, but we have to deal with these challenges. It's bringing for the weekend around 7,000 tires, I think, because we have the WeatherTech, but we have as well the Michelin Pilot Challenge and the Prototype Challenge. And doing that with the workforce and the engineer team that is not exactly the one we had last year at the same moment.
Of course, we've heard recently from Porsche, Tony, that the brand new for 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup North America will be on Michelin tyres. My goodness, have you not got enough work for your team already in the IMSA paddock?
Yes, that's a very good question, because indeed when a few days ago we were discussing with the team about the organization and of 2021, we were starting about understanding the consequences of the decision. No, I'm kidding, and we are extremely happy because the Porsche Carrera Cup is an iconic event around the world. The 9 other Carrera Cups that are existing are racing with Michelin tires. Personally, when I was in Asia, I had the pleasure, you know, in Oceania to deal with the Carrera Cup Asia, the Carrera Cup Oceania, and I know how powerful and interesting is this competition, not only because this is a very good one-make series and probably one of the benchmark in the world and a very good example of the collaboration we can have with Porsche on our side, but it's as well always races that are extremely interesting and a kind of first step that is allowing all of us to discover promising guys. And you know, when in 2012 I was around the Carrera Cup round, the final of the season in Singapore, the guy who was on the top of the grid was a young Kiwi guy called Herb Bomber. So we know where he is now. So I think that's a good example of how it is important for us to partner with Porsche as well to develop racers that will become one day winner of Le Mans.
Let's talk about the here and now. That's looking forward to the future, an exciting opportunity for Porsche in North America and indeed for Michelin. Petit Le Mans this weekend. We still have WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca and the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Now, whilst your logistics may not have changed too much for this weekend, how are you planning for those two races, which are a little bit out of sequence? And Sebring in particular, we might be having the encore normally at that time, but not a 12-hour race.
Now, that's frankly speaking, the most difficult part of the season for us is this logistic moment with the three consecutive Petit Le Mans, Laguna Seca, and back to Sebring. Because imagine the number of trucks and trailers that have to travel the country, go west now, because it takes time, you know, for a truck to go to California and then coming back. So we are spending a lot of efforts these days to organize with our partner Jackson Motorsports the operations and to make sure that we will do it the best way possible. But that's a challenge. That's a challenge because it means that for some team members, almost a consecutive 3 weeks of work without any day to breathe.
Are you confident that whatever this weekend for Petit Le Mans throws at you, you have enough tyres and the right tyres, because we've seen some terrible weather at Petit Le Mans? I'm not suggesting that might happen this weekend, but you guys have got to be ready for every eventuality.
I think we are. After, nobody can predict the weather and the race situation. But frankly speaking, thanks to the collaboration we had with IMSA, we have been able to work a lot by anticipation with our colleague in France on the supply chain and the industry to secure as much as we can the tire supply. Because we are speaking about Michelin in North America, but racing has restarted and resumed everywhere in the world. And globally, we have to deliver tires in 5 months period that were supposed to be delivered in 10 months in a normal solution and situation. So that was a tough moment to prepare everything. But to answer to your question, yes, we think that we have everything in hand for the 3 weeks and the three races to come. And then we are hoping that everything will be okay. And even if it rains during three consecutive weeks and we are spending several hours under the rain, I think we have enough wet tires.
And am I right in saying, Tony, that the race tires are still all produced at Clermont-Ferrand?
On the Michelin side, the majority of them are produced in Clermont-Ferrand, France, you know, because we are talking about products that are extremely, not difficult to produce, but extremely sensitive and extremely on the premium part of what we are doing. That's not mass market. So you cannot decide from one day to another, you know, to... to produce this tire somewhere else, because not only you have the tools, but beyond the tools, I think the most important part is the people who are producing, because the tire business, you know, is a manufacturing part, even if it's extremely high technology, but the added value of the people who are producing and making the tires in the factory is a huge element and contribution to the performance of the tires. And it takes years to train someone to produce the right racing tires. So this is why we made the choice to have one place today that is the center of our activity, making sure that we are able to produce everything from DPI to TCR, from Le Mans to MotoGP. Everything is coming from the same place.
Very specialised indeed. So this is still... Would it be right to be saying almost an artisan production? These are still made by hand by individual people. They are not, as you say, mass produced.
Alors, I will make a comparison, and I'm sorry to make it. I will make the comparison with the luxury industry. You know, when you think about the top products that are sold by companies like LVMH under very premium brands and very. I should not say expensive product, but very premium quality product. You know, the part represented by the end of the people who are producing is so important and is a key element of the quality of the product. That's the same for the racing tires. You need to have this expertise and this long experience of people producing carefully and paying the most attention, because we are using the best components we can find in the tire industry, and you cannot put that only into the hands of non-expert or machines.
Tony, thank you very much for explaining that to us. I thank you for your time today on the Michelin Countdown to Green. Enjoy the weekend. I know this is your home race at Motul Petit Le Mans, and hopefully we'll see you soon at a racetrack in the USA.
Thank you very much, Sean. See you soon.
Tony Menard, the director of motorsport for Michelin in the USA. He mentioned brilliantly Earl Bamburra, who won the Asian, but I can't do it as well as Tony does. He's always very worried about speaking in English, but if we, as I mentioned to him, I think the last time we were talking together, if we were doing it in French, it would be a very short interview, from my side at least. I run out of French vocabulary pretty much after I've said, ça va? He mentioned Earl Bamba there as the, one of the Porsche juniors. He's come through with that with the Porsche Carrera Cup North America, the IMSA Porsche Carrera Cup North America with Michelin for next year. And in fact, we have got some news about Earl Bamba Motorsport and that championship.
Yes, it was previously announced, I think about 24 hours ago, actually, that Hardpoint and Earl Bamba Motorsport would be teaming up to run in the Carrera Cup North America next year for 2021, a customer team-based effort out of Virginia International Raceway, Hardpoint's new location, that will mostly be run by Will Bamba, the younger brother of Earl. But those two drivers, both with a lot of experience in Carrera Cup Asia, as you mentioned, Earl, a two-time champion there, and Will, who's running it the last couple of years. It is going to be a very formidable organization. Riley Dickinson, actually, one of the drivers that Earl Bamba has helped coach for many years. That would be my first guess as to who they'll be running in that championship. But there are cars available, so if you're looking for a good team to run you, Earl Bamba Motorsports, well, they've won the 12 Hours of Bathurst. They can do just about anything.
Yeah, very good organization run by Will, who's a tidy driver himself, by the way. We've had him racing in... they granted 24-hour races at Dubai. In fact, as recently as this year, Will Bamba was driving. Still to come on the Michelin Countdown to Green, we'll take a look at the Porsche keys to the race. I'll be asking Johnny Palmer and Shea Adam, as well as Jeremy Shaw, what they think will happen by the time we get to the checkered flag, just over 10 hours and 15 minutes away. But before that, let's have a quick word with Jeremy Shaw as he runs down the runners and riders. And the good news is, Jeremy, that I think we've got all the cars to the start line.
Yeah, that's extremely good news. This is then the starting lineup for the 23rd Motul Petit Le Mans. This is the IMSA WeatherTech Round Sports Car Championship, of course, but now it comes to the tricky bit. It's actually round 7 for DPI, round 4 for LMP2, round 9 for GTLM, and round 8 for GTD. Yeah, I know, strange. Anyhow, we have 8 DPI cars, 4 LMP2s, 6 GTLMs, and 3 GT Daytonas. Starting at the back of the field then, in 31st position, having changed its tyres after qualifying, is the number 23 Heart of Racing team Aston Martin Vantage GT3. That'll be Ian James. Row 15 on the outside, Gar Robinson in a number 74 Riley Motorsports Mercedes AMG GT3. Alongside the GRT Magnus Lamborghini Huracan GT3, car number 44, is John Potter. Row 14, Ryan Hardwick in number 16 Wright Motorsports Porsche 911 GT3R. That car has finished on the podium each of the last three races. Alongside him, Michael De Quesada, who will start the number 14 AIM Vassar Sullivan Lexus RCF GT3. Row 13, Zirk Robichaud making a welcome return for Pfaff Motorsports in the number 9 Porsche 911 GT3R. Alongside the team Hardpoint Audi R8 LMS GT3. Car number 30 is Andrew Davis. Row 12 of the grid, Misha Goikberg in car number 57, Heinrich Racing with MSR Kerbag Ajanian. That's the Acura NSX GT3. Alongside the winner last week at Charlotte for Turner Motorsport in number 96 BMW M6 GT3. Also a winner yesterday in the Michelin Pilot Challenge is Robbie Foley. 22nd on the grid, Madison Snow in car number 48 for Paul Miller Racing, Lamborghini Huracan GT3. That car leads the Michelin Endurance Cup, of which this is round 3. Alongside him is Frankie Montecalvo, making his return after getting married last week. Congratulations, Frankie. In car number 12, the AIM Vassar Sullivan Lexus RCF GT3. On to the front row in GT Daytona. Car number 63, an excellent qualifying run for the Scuderia Corsa Ferrari 488 GT3 and a best ever qualifying run for Jeff Westfall from California. Alongside him on the pole position for the first time, but he set the fastest lap at Petit Le Mans last year in GTD. That's the number 86 Maya Shank Racing with Kerb Agajanian Acura NSX GT3 is Shinya Michimi. Moving on to GTLM, the pole sitter a month ago will line up last in GTLM today. That's the number 911 Porsche GT team, Porsche 911 RSR19 of Nick Tandy. Alongside him, Tommy Milner in the number 4 Corvette Racing Chevrolet Corvette C8R. The second of the Porsches, Lawrence Vantor in car number 912, will start 4th in GTLM. Alongside John Edwards in car number 24 for BMW Team RLL, that's one of two BMW M8 GTEs. His teammate Conor DeFilippi in car number 25 will start second on the grid in GTLM. And on the pole position, 13th overall on the starting lineup, the pole sitter for Corvette Racing, the Chevrolet Corvette GT3, car number 3, the championship leader is Antonio Garcia. The before LMP2 cars in fourth position on the grid is car number 8. That's a Tower Motorsport by Starworks Orica, started by John Ferrano. They've moved back one position on the grid after taking a fresh set of tyres after qualifying. In the 11th position overall, making his debut this weekend for Performance Tech Motorsports, is in car number 38, is Jim Maguire. The front row is the brand new team to the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship from Poland into Europol competition, having done a deal to run alongside the PR1 Matheson Motorsports team this weekend. In car number 51, also making his debut in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, is Rob Hoders. But on the pole position, maintaining his 100% record this season for PR1 Matheson Motorsports in car number 52 in LMP2's pole sitter, is Patrick Kelly. Now it's the DPI contenders. It's all French, row 4 of the grid, in car number 85 for JDC Motorsports Cadillac DPI is Gabriel Aubry. Alongside him on the grid is the teammate car, the JDC Miller Motorsports with Mustang Sampling Racing Cadillac, car number 5, Sebastian Bourdais. Row 3 on the outside, Tristan Nunez in number 77 Mazda Motorsports Mazda RT24P. Alongside him is the championship leader Ryan Briscoe in car number 10, the Connick Minolta Cadillac DPIVR. Row 2 on the outside, Harry Ticknell, car number 55, the second of the Mazda Motorsports Mazda DPIs. alongside the guy who was on the pole last year, set the fastest lap, won the race for Whelan Engineering Racing in the number 31 Cadillac from Brazil is Felipe Nasr. Onto the front row, well, that's all Acura Team Penske's, the two Acura DPI ARX05s. Second on the grid, winner of the last three races in a row in car number 7 is Ricky Taylor. And on the pole position for the second race in a row in car number 6, our pole sitter today is Dane Cameron.
DJ Avner.
Thank you, Jeremy, doing the brilliant work over the dance music as ever. I know the chair, Adam, our VP Race Fuel pit and paddock reporter, will have been doing the little dance to that. We doing the little dance here?
Oh, you know I was, John. I can't not dance during that sound.
I really hope that's fireworks going off in the background and not some kind of armed insurgency. But hey, you know, it's 2020. Anything could happen. Let's move on to our Porsche keys to the race. Jeremy Shear, and welcome as well to the Haggerty Global Broadcast Centre to Johnny Palmer.
Thank you, John.
Your first petit?
Yes, it is. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I did a virtual version of it last month, but, you know, that's barely scratching the surface. At least I know the track really well, because you and I called a 10-hour virtual race around the track, so I know all of the corners intimately now.
10 hours, Jeremy, over a third in the dark. Well, over a third after official sunset anyway. This is a very different look to Motul Petit Le Mans.
It very much is very, very different indeed, yeah, and it's very cool today as well. It's been not particularly hot all weekend long. It's just been getting cooler. I think the high today is supposed to be only the mid-60s. The start of the race, I think it's not much more than 50-odd, and it's going to be cool again tonight, so that's going to be really tricky for these drivers.
Shear, Adam, it is a round of the Michelin Endurance Cup, so points to be awarded at interim times through the race, and teams who are in contention might well pull off some slightly odd-looking strategy that we've got to remember so we don't think something's gone wrong.
There's going to be some very interesting strategy around the 4-hour mark, the 8-hour mark, and then the end of the race. But we also need to remember that because this is a longer race, there are certain protocols that must be adhered to as well, including the data sticks that have to be swapped out in a pit stop between hours 2 and 4, and then again between hours 6 and 8. So you really are talking about juggling a very complex timetable, John, if you're one of the brains sitting on the pit box. Good thing they're paid the big bucks. Oh, wait.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about driving times later on when we team up with TV. As ever, Johnny Palmer, pit stops will be key. So easy to lose or gain time. Let's be positive as well as negative. But it takes a long time if you make a mistake in the pits to make up that time on track.
Yeah, hugely. But I mean, to get a lap back, I suppose statistically, not so much. It's a short track, isn't it? Although we're racing for a long, long time, just over 2.5 miles. And the cautions, hopefully we're not going to get too many of those, but you would think they're going to happen earlier in the race rather than later on. And there is the opportunity, if you do have a hiccup in the opening couple of hours, to potentially get that back again. But yeah, the less time spent in the pits, the better your chances. And there's no stranger to see that the winning cars in each of the classes have had very, very few pit stops, and the teams have been able to turn the round really efficiently.
31 cars means there is a little less traffic than normal, but after about the first 5, 6, maybe 7 laps, the DPIs will be into the GT Daytona field, and then it will be an opportunity just to take the clear track when you get it, unless we get the intervention, of course, of the safety car. Final point from me on our Porsche keys to the race. The tyres, the DPIs and the LMP2s have 22 Michelin medium tyres to see them through this race at weekend. GT Le Mans have 20 Michelin tyres, 3 different slick compounds that they have been able to call on. GTD are on the 9s, and they have 18 of those, the customer tyres. And that is our Porsche. Those are our Porsche keys to the race. That is our Michelin countdown to green. We bring together our large endurance community in sound and vision as we switch on IMSA TV for Motul Petit Le Mans 2020.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.